Take a moment and make sure your body is relaxed. Again, you can do a minute. Take a 1 minute scan of your body. And allow your breath to open up space in wherever you feel you're holding tension. So do definitely check your brow, your jaw, neck and shoulders. These are places we often store tension. Just allowing it to release, bringing yourself to as comfortable a place as possible. And how's the mind this morning? Did it have a good sleep? Is it agitated? Spacious? How are you feeling this morning? So we can always adjust whatever experience we're having if we would like to. If you're tight, not liking how the mind is acting this morning, we can change that. If you do like what's happening, you can enhance that by setting good motivation. So again, considering the Mahayana motivation to become enlightened, to benefit all living beings, can always include that, and directing your awareness again, setting the mind, if possible, in the most positive direction. Take a moment to set a good motivation for this session and all the activities of this day. And just think, we've woken up for another day. Unbelievably fantastic opportunity. Unbelievably fantastic. We are in our lives as human beings who have met the Dharma, who've come to some sort of spiritual teachings, that can absolutely free your mind. It's an incredibly rare opportunity. So again, as we did yesterday, let's try as much as possible to thoroughly appreciate this wonderful opportunity we have as human beings who have met the Dharma. So feel free to reflect again on the positive circumstances of your life. We know there are people suffering. We know there are people suffering. But to best benefit them, we also have to appreciate the situation of our human lives right here. To counter negative mind states as they arise. To appreciate things we normally take for granted. So take a moment and reflect. Really rejoice at these circumstances. Because it is your mind stream, and whoever did all of the work in your past lives, if you believe in that, that got you here right now, that made this life for you. And just allow that wave of appreciation to soak all the way deeply through your skin, into your bones, as much as you can. And just explore traditionally in the teachings on precious human rebirth or perfect human rebirth. One of the endowments we have, one of the richnesses we have, of those 10 richnesses, is that a Buddha existed. Another one is that he taught. And another one is the teachings are furthered and supported, like this center provides a place for us to do our work. It's not easy work, so it's fantastic to have a place that makes it so easy for us to practice. So imagine right now if there was no Shakyamuni Buddha for our world system. He did not exist. He did not get enlightened. Was no person to get enlightened. Land of Joy would not be operating now as a Buddhist center. You wouldn't be able to call yourself a Buddhist or do Buddhist meditation. Just imagine, reflect for a moment. What would the world be like? What would your world be like if the Buddha never existed? Just think about your life right now, a time when a Buddha did exist. Just drink it in. Just appreciate. We have Buddhist centers. We have Buddhists, monks and nuns, people that support these centers and work at these centers. You could pick up a Buddhist book and read it. What a luxury. So can you make a determination in your mind, just to yourself, what you would like to adjust in your own life so you can practice more? There's something more you'd like to do. So think this situation is quickly passing away. Just some reflection on the 9-point death meditation. Traditional way we meditate on death in the Tibetan tradition. Death is certain. It's definitely coming. Death is definitely coming. And just think there's nothing you can do about it. There is no power in the universe that will stop it coming. Just reflect on all the beings you can think of who have died. As I mentioned yesterday, people like Einstein died. Genius. He couldn't sort it. He couldn't escape it. People who can blow up the entire planet have died. That kind of power, and they couldn't stop death from coming. Most creative beings on the planet have died. Brilliant scientists, doctors, have died. People who have won Nobel Prizes have died and haven't figured out a way out of death. Just reflect on all these beings. Jesus, even the Buddha died. So how is it that you think you're immune from this situation? And any time you feel gripped, could be fear. The fear motivates us to practice. Any time you have a deeper, more significant experience, I'm definitely going to die, place your concentration there for a moment. As long as you can until it fades, and then go back and analyze again. You can reflect right now, we are another minute closer to death. Every moment, another minute, another second, another breath closer, another Sunday closer to death. Another morning closer. Another weekend closer, and on. Play with that for a moment. Death is definitely coming. Just think, I am definitely going to die. Can you generate a determination in your mind from this? I will practice. I will definitely practice. I must practice. And so just reflecting on the changes in the impermanence of our reality. Everything changes. It's the nature of samsara. Everything changes. Take a moment to reflect right now on the changes you can experience in your body. The ones you can feel. And imagine the ones you cannot feel. All the multitude of changes going on in your body right now. And even though it feels like skin and bones are not changing, we know they're made up of molecules moving around in a certain configuration. Everything changes. What about outside yourself right now? What kind of changes you experience in the external reality, even with eyes closed? Look how your mind is changing. The mind stream, a stream of thoughts, experiences, memories, ideas, one after another after another. Reflect on all the changes going on in your mind right now. So these meditations on change, on death, just the brief ones we do, are not to paralyze you. If fear arises, fold it into your practice to motivate you. They're used to motivate us to practice. Because the reality is everything changes. And time is passing very, very quickly, and we spend very little time practicing. It's just the way it is. We do our best, but just make a determination. Not only will I practice, not only am I going to find a way to get something going, I'm going to do it now, and I'm going to do it well. Feel free to stand and stretch if you like. Let's go to the 9-round breathing and work on our concentration. First, helpful again to clear out the channels, more subtle channels, give us more space, meditate from. So please close off the left nostril. We'll start inhaling deeply through the right. And then exhale through the left nostril, closing off the right. Imagining, again, anger and hatred lessening in your mind stream. Three times. Then breathing in deeply through your left nostril, closing off the right. We exhale deeply through the right, closing off the left, lessening attachment and desire in our mind stream. Three times. Through both nostrils, exhaling through both nostrils. Imagine lessening confusion and ignorance in your mind. Three times. Bring your awareness to your breath. And let's take a few minutes to just focus on the breath, using it as an object of meditation, concentration. You can do whichever breathing meditations work that I introduced the last couple of days. Feel free to count the breaths if it keeps you more concentrated. Bringing all of your awareness there. And again, if the mind wanders, you could check, observe, if it's following an idea, it's simply thinking, or a thought, back to the breath. If it's distracted by a sound, simply hearing, or a sound, back to the breath. So we have 15 more minutes. If you'd like to choose another object on which to meditate, feel free. You can break the segments, the 15 minutes, into shorter segments if you like, just estimate the time. Get the mind directed in a good way with a good determination. This is what we're doing now, meditating, keeping the mind focused on this object. Try to stay with one object for the remainder of the 15 minutes. Give yourself rest if your mind is very distracted. And just open your eyes, look around the room. Try your best. And begin whenever you like. Or you can stay with the breath. And just building that, following that thread of your concentration, developing that, exercising the mind in that way. One part holding the object, the other part checking, how are you holding it? Is the mind a little bit scattered? Is it doing just fine? Are you dozing off? So apply the various antidotes. A bright light above your head to wake you up. Quick reflection on death and impermanence if your mind is scattered and spaced out. Kind of bring you back to your object. At the end, I will ring the gong. Thank you. Any merit we've created from the session, help us to concentrate better and better, be able to do that meditation, to develop shine, so we can realize wisdom, become a Buddha, benefit all living beings. Please enjoy your breakfast, and we will meet back at 9 o'clock.